Apportioning causation in medical legal contexts, navigating complexities in injury and disease attribution. In the realm of medical legal evaluations, apportioning causation stands as a critical yet intricate task. The process requires meticulous consideration of all potential contributing factors to an injury or disease, ensuring that each element is assessed for its likelihood and impact. As an expert medical legal physician, understanding and navigating these complexities is paramount in delivering fair and accurate evaluations. Identifying potential causes. The first step in apportioning causation involves a comprehensive identification of all potential causes that may have contributed to the injury or disease. These causes can be diverse, including but not limited to 1. Congenital developmental anomalies. Structural or functional anomalies present from birth. 2. Genetic predisposition. Inherited traits that may increase susceptibility to certain conditions. 3. Lifestyle factors, obesity, dietary habits, and other personal health risk factors. 4. Trauma, both prior and subsequent physical injuries. 5. Illnesses, pre-existing or concurrent diseases. 6. Environmental exposures, contact with harmful substances or adverse conditions. 7. Substance usage, tobacco, alcohol, and drug use. 8. Aging, the natural wear and tear associated with aging processes. Assessing probable versus possible causes. After identifying potential causes, the next step is to differentiate between what is probable and what is merely possible. This distinction is crucial because only probable causes are included in the apportionment process. Probable causes, factors that are more likely than not to have contributed to the injury or disease. These are supported by a preponderance of evidence and have a greater than 50% likelihood of being a contributing factor. Possible causes, factors that could have contributed to the condition but lack sufficient evidence to be considered likely. These are less than 50% probable and are not included in the final apportionment. The impact of pre-existing conditions. One of the most challenging aspects of apportioning causation is dealing with pre-existing conditions. A compensable injury or disease can exacerbate or aggravate an existing condition, complicating the evaluation. It is essential to distinguish between the baseline severity of the pre-existing condition and the additional impact caused by the new injury or exposure. Case example: occupational low back injury. Consider an individual with a history of diffuse degenerative disc disease who then sustains a compensable occupational low back injury. An MRI scan might reveal long-standing abnormalities, including disc bulging, protrusion, and multi-level central and foraminal stenosis. Exacerbation of symptoms. The new injury may aggravate these pre-existing conditions, leading to increased pain and functional impairment. In such cases, the challenge is to apportion the causation accurately. This involves 1. Baseline assessment, determining the individual's condition before the new injury. 2. Injury impact, evaluating how the compensable injury has exacerbated the pre-existing condition. 3. Subsequent trauma or exposure, considering any additional injuries or exposures that may further impact the condition. Conclusion: apportioning causation in medical legal contexts requires a balanced approach, taking into account all potential contributing factors and carefully distinguishing between probable and possible causes. Pre-existing conditions add another layer of complexity, necessitating a thorough and nuanced evaluation to ensure fair and just outcomes. As experts in this field, it is our responsibility to apply rigorous standards and compassionate understanding to each case, ensuring that all relevant factors are meticulously considered and accurately apportioned.